You're listening to the Vox Media Podcast Network.
As we await the return of UFC heavyweight champion Stipe Miocic in 2021, no one is more anxious for that to happen than my next guest. He is the number one ranked heavyweight contender in the world, coming off a blistering knockout over Jairzinho Rozenstruik in his last appearance. This is Francis Ngannou. Hey, Francis, how are you?
I'm good, Damon. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much, as always, for taking the time for me. I really appreciate it.
Always. Anytime.
So let me start before we get to the fight stuff. How was the trip home? I know you were you got to go to Cameroon recently. How was the trip home and you know, doing everything in your home community?
It was great. You know, I'm always great to go back home. You know, enjoy family. Basically, after this time was a little special. After this crazy time of this crazy pandemic, so to finally go back home, it was like a brand new thing. You know,
absolutely.
I didn't feel like it was home that I used to go all the time, like multiple times a year. Because at some point it was very complicated to go back.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. How is everyone dealing with the pandemic there? Because I know obviously here it's been so crazy with the pandemic.
Yeah, but there is a little different than here. You know, it's not as crazy as here. There we have, like right now, they are not talking about pandemic at all. They are still taking some sort of precaution, but it's not like here, you know. It's just because people keep that in mind, and it also helps them to like remember some good manners, you know. So which is good.
Yeah, absolutely.
But other than that, there is no like a direct threat right now in Cameroon.
Yeah, well, that's good to hear. Well, Francis, of course, you know, we talked before and after your last fight, which seems, you know, like a lifetime ago at this point, because, you know, May, you know, with the pandemic, everything's kind of moved slower, but it feels like a lifetime ago. So kind of give me a sense what this last 6 months has been like for you, because I know you wanted to get back in there sooner. Obviously, you had to wait for, you know, DC and Stipe to play out, but has it been frustrating? Have you been able to put your focus on training? Like, where has your head been in this last 6 months as you're just kind of sitting and waiting for your title shot?
Yeah, as you said, it's been a lifetime. And it's still kind of like frustrating, even though I'm trying to take it out of my mind, knowing that I can't do nothing to change it. You know, even before fighting in May, I been through the same sort of story, situation, who kind of like get me ready to face it again. You know, I was waiting for Stipe and DC, who was in August, and obviously I was expecting something in December, and that's why after their fight, I just came back from Cameroon and expecting that maybe sometime in December, because it's 4 months away, or maybe January the latest, I might have a fight, but obviously no, like. I don't know. What I know is they just said match, but it's not official. And who knows? Who knows how that will play out?
Yeah. Before I get back to Stipe, let me ask. I know it's been a little while now, Francis, but I do want to get your thoughts. What did you think of that Daniel Cormier, you know, Stipe trilogy? Were you happy Stipe won, because A, it sets up your rematch, but also, you know, takes out the controversy of if DC had retired. Like, so what did you think of that fight, and was there part of you that was happy Stipe won?
Yeah, I mean, as you said, like it was a controversial situation, so I would have been okay with anyone winning because I would have liked to fight this gentleman. But at the meantime, I want the rematch against Stipe. But I would say I wanted the rematch against Stipe more than fighting DC. So yeah, I was good with the outcome, with the result. You know, that Stipe won, and I'll have to fight him. My only thing with that trilogy is that he has been holding the heavyweight division up for a long time, like 2 years. They haven't been a title fight in this division for 2 years, except of those between Stipe and DC. But other than that, there hasn't been a fight with a contenders, which is why contenders fight for the title. But there's no title going on in this division, and I don't know how long that's going to last. But it's kind of like, I'm sure it's not just me saying that. Other contenders will also be fed the same way, you know, since because if there's not a title fight, contenders, they are not moving on. They're just fighting without purpose, you know, without a real goal. Because when you're a prospect, you fight to be contender. When you become contender, you fight to be champion. And now, heavyweight contender right now, I don't really know what they are fighting for.
Yeah. Does that,
for
I mean...
Those who are, for, those who are fight, for those who are fighting, I just mean, because in my case, I'm not fighting. I can't even dare say I'm fighting.
Yeah. I know, like, I don't think there's any personal issue with you and Stipe. Obviously, it's a competition thing. You wanna beat him to become champion and also avenge a past loss. But does the delays, you know, does that create any tension with Stipe, you know, considering that, you know, you were hoping for December, maybe January, now you're looking at March, and as you said, that's not official. You know, you haven't gotten a contract saying it's happening in March. Like, does that change your feeling towards Stipe just because of the delays, or do you just have to, you know, chalk that up to being part of the business?
At the end of the day, Stipe doesn't decide. He doesn't decide much. I think the UFC is in charge of this, and that's why, like, my last fight, we requested that to be like an interim fight, so at least we can fight for something. And if that would have been for an interim fight, I'm sure I would be fighting by now. But, you know, and deadline, and, you know, so I don't think, I just leave Stipe on his end, want to do things on his way, which is like what everyone want to do. But it's not for him to like regulate the situation in the division, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. With that being
said, it's not his duty.
Yeah, yeah. And with that being said, you know, obviously we've talked about the rematch with Stipe before. Ultimately, you want to become champion. Your job is to become champion. But how like at this point in your own head, as you're, you know, you can't really start preparing for a fight because obviously you don't know when that fight's going to be. But in your own head, like, how anxious are you to fight Stipe, not only for the title, but to get that loss off your record? Because I know you want to show how much you've improved since that last fight with him.
I'm not anxious about it, you know. It's just gonna be fight. Now I take things out there. Fight is a fight, and I'm gonna go there, do my best, and I don't carry. I'm trying to lay out many a lot of pressure not to carry them with me.
Yeah. With that being said, if everything were to go well and you become champion, you mentioned, you know, the last 2 years, you know, basically have been Daniel Cormier and Stipe in their trilogy. If you become champion, Francis, do you want to be a very active champion? Like, in your head, would you like to, you know, defend a title 2 or 3 times a year? Like, in a perfect world, would that be what you'd like to do as champion?
Yeah, I mean, at the point I'm right now, like, sometimes I feel like if I continue like this, I'll even forget how to fight, you know? Like, the past almost 2 years, I fought once a year, which is not what I was expecting. And I'm 34, which is my prime, and I will be in a couple of years, I will not be in the same, I will not still have the same, how to say that? I will not still be in my prime. So yes, I want to be active as more as possible. And if he comes to, remember, he's not my call. And if he was my call, I would be fighting 3 times a year. That's what I always look for.
Yeah, absolutely. Francis, I know you've mentioned this in the past, and only because I haven't had a chance to talk to you about it, I wanted to ask you, but obviously beyond you and Stipe, we also know that John Jones is coming to the heavyweight division, and I know that's a fight you tried to get this year. Obviously, it didn't happen, unfortunately, but as the guy who is going to fight for the title next, is there excitement of John Jones joining heavyweight, and do you feel like that is... You know, that is going to be a massive fight when you finally do get a chance to face him. Because I got to be honest, when you guys were going back and forth on Twitter, I was jumping up and down excited about the possibility of seeing you fight John Jones.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously something that we would love, everyone would love to see. I mean, if I was a fan myself, I would have... like to see that fight, but and I wanted it to happen. If this fight was to happen, I would have be active by now. You know, this fight has 2 positive things, which is like fighting John Jones, which is probably the greatest of all the time, the number one pound-for-pound fighter in the world, in my opinion. But at the meantime, I will stay active because right now, things right here is just lack. And this, I don't know where I am. I don't know what I'm doing exactly. I mean, at least having a fight is a good thing. And then having a big fight is a great thing, you know. So, yes, and that's something that I'm looking forward for too.
Yeah. I know this is more in the future, Francis, but how do you feel you match up with John Jones?
I think I match up pretty well with John Jones. He's gaining weight now, and as he's already big and strong, but I think I match up pretty good. He has some good skill that he can match. He can match my power, so it's going to be different.
Yeah, obviously, as you said, you don't control the you know, the way things play out. But you know, since John Jones has said he's coming to heavyweight, he said, you know, I want a title shot. I want to fight for the title immediately. But Dana White has said time and time again, Francis is getting the title shot. John Jones can come after that. Again, I know nothing is guaranteed until you get a contract, but does it make you feel some sense of satisfaction, or at least you know, a little bit of relief that, you know, at least they're saying, you know, you're still going to get your title shot. They're not going to let John Jones jump in front of you, because I think there was some worry, you know, that maybe they would let John get a title shot. But Dana has been very clear, you are getting the title shot, and then John Jones can come after that.
OK. working, then why should I be worrying?
Exactly.
No, I'm not worried.
With that being said, away from your own fight that just happened, I know we've talked in the past. You are a big boxing fan, and I know you grew up a Mike Tyson fan. Did you watch Mike Tyson's comeback last weekend?
Yeah, I do.
What did you think of his? What'd you think?
That was great. I mean, I was a little bit concerned about 54 years old Mike Tyson going out there to box, you know, to fight again. But seeing his training and everything, I think he gave me a little confidence of that fight. And I think he looks good. He was still explosive. He was still fast, strong, and everything. You know, that was a very great fight, beyond my expectation.
Yeah. I know you've talked about boxing in the past, and obviously you're not going to fight Mike Tyson, but I mean, in terms of boxing, like, is that still something you would like to pursue? Maybe one day sharing a card with Mike Tyson? Like, would that be a dream come true for you one day?
Listen, from now, let's focus on the present. I can't even control the prison and what happened. So the future or going step into not only the title fight and MMA to go to boxing right now, I can't really control that. What will happen will happen, you know. What will happen will happen. I just want to fight.
Yeah.
What I'm looking to have one day is just a next fight.
Yeah, obviously right now you just want to fight again. As I said, it feels like an eternity since your last fight, and I know you're anxious to book this title fight and just get back in action, right? Like, that's what you want more than anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Francis, thank you for... Go ahead.
I just want to fight next. I said I just want to fight next, you know. To it's been 7 months since my last fight, and you know, I don't know exactly for sure when is my next fight. So you know, it's kind of like really hard to find a motivation and everything. Even when you're training and don't have motivation, it's kind of like a little bit hard, you know.
Yeah, you're running a race and you don't know where the finish line is, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, Francis, I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me. Obviously, I can't wait to see you back in action. Hope you have a good holiday, of course. And hopefully next time we speak, it's once the fight with Stipe is booked. We got a date and a location, and we can actually talk about the fight.
Hopefully. I wish we will have that. I hope to have that soon.
Absolutely. Thank you again, Francis. I really appreciate the time today.
Okay, thank you, Matt.
All right, bye-bye.
Talk to you next time.
All right, bye-bye.
You're listening to the Vox Media Podcast Network.